when you walk in the store, you could look on the shelves all around and see what they got. But all big heavy junk like molasses and lard and stuff, they keep in the back, you know. But they keep it in the front shelf on shelves too, in buckets.
Well, if you bought just a few little things like some fruit or something, what would they put that in the store?
The fruit. They hang it up like bananas. They hang it up on a cord running from the ceiling down, and they keep banana hook. You've seen bananas.
Yes, sir.
Well, they hang a cord from the roof coming down in, hang a bunch of bananas right there, remember? And you walk to it and get you half a dozen of them or 8 or 10 of them, whatever you want to get. Pick them up, break them off yourself.
Well, when you got the bananas off, what do they put them in for you to take them home?
They put them in a paper bag.
And if you bought sugar, like 50 pounds of sugar, how would you get that?
In a sack.
Was that different from the kind of sack you get flour in?
Well, it could be the same thing you emptied before. But you save your sack when you get through your flour. And when you go to the store, you can get flour put back in it, or either you can get anything else, bananas or anything else, and put in that same sack.
Well, what about potatoes? Do you know what they ship potatoes in back then?
They ship potatoes in bulk.
So that'd be a lot of them?
Yeah, a lot of them, and they fill up a big ship in a store, you know, with the potatoes. You just walk by and put some in a paper bag, you know.
Did you ever buy fertilizer?
Yeah, I bought fertilizer.
What did it come in?
It come in 50-pound, 100-pound sacks, paper bags. Thick. They were made out of paper, I think, but they're thick and strong.
What about feed or seed or something?
I bought feed that same way, in sacks.
Paper sacks?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see some of those sacks made of that coarse brown material cloth?
Well, that's what they're made out of now. I bought it that way.
What do you call those kind of sacks?
I don't know what you call them, but you can go down and get your 50-pound bag, sack now of fertilizer, 50-pound, anything you want at these feed stores now.
Have you ever heard that called a tow sack or a burlap sack or bag?
I've heard it called burlap sack. Tow sack, too many holes in it, no.
What's a tow sack?
Tow sack is made out of grass, you might say.
What color is it?
Miss Brown. Tow sack's brown.
Well, was there a mill around here for people to grind their meal at?
Yeah, there's a mill built out in the East community in the country. They grind your corn and make meal out of it.
Well, how much corn did you take at a time?
You take maybe 50 or 100 pounds of corn, just enough to run you a week at home when you go back to the mill on Saturday.
You use 50 or 100 pounds in a week?
Yeah.
Well, how much, if it was real cold or something and you were going to carry in this much, maybe to the mill, how much would you say that was?
I'd say 25, 50 pounds.
Would you ever take a turn of corn mills, a corn to the mill?
Yeah, but I don't know what you call it, but you call it a turn. That's a little pile of corn.
How much is a turn about?
It's about maybe 40, 25 to 50 pounds a turn, I guess. Just go in the crib and get you some, you know, and put them in a sack and go to the mill with it and get them grinded up.
And what about if you went out on the porch and you said you were going to bring in some wood for the fire? You'd say, I'm just going to go out and get a what?
Armful. Get an armful of wood.